USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional lawmakers have left Capitol Hill for the remainder of the August recess without a deal for the next COVID-19 relief package, which is expected to send another stimulus payment to most Americans. The House and Senate are now both on recess. House Democratic leaders and negotiators from the White House have worked this month to find a deal on another relief bill. Both chambers have crafted relief aid, but the two sides remain far apart on certain provisions. Unless negotiators reach an agreement, lawmakers will not return to Capitol Hill until September. The House is scheduled to return September 14th, and the Senate the second week of the month. Adding to the uncertainty are both parties' national nominating conventions, which will be held over the next 2 weeks. The Democrats will stage theirs next week, and the Republicans a week later. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The U.S. Postal Service sent dozens of states letters saying that some mail-in ballots may not be counted in time for the November election. It's a warning that further complicates the role of the USPS in the voting process. The Washington Post was the first to report that Thomas Marshall, General Counsel and Executive Vice President for the U.S. Postal Service, sent letters to 46 states and Washington, D.C. He told the states some ballots may not arrive in time to be counted. Los Angeles area officials lifted some evacuation orders as firefighters battled a 17,000-acre blaze amid what could be a record-breaking heat wave in Southern California. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said the blaze, which started Wednesday, was only 12% contained. The fire was situated near Lake Hughes, an unincorporated community in Los Angeles County. So far, the wildfire has destroyed at least 21 structures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new poll is out on a potential COVID-19 vaccine, and USA Radio's John Hunt has the results.
1 in 3 Americans will opt out of getting a coronavirus vaccine if and when it becomes available, according to a new PBS NewsHour poll. While 60% of respondents say they will get vaccinated if one becomes available to them, 35 say they will not, despite a worldwide COVID-19 death toll topping 760,000. The remaining 5% of responders say they are still unsure. The results show that Democrats were more likely to get vaccinated, with 71% saying yes, compared with 48% of Republicans who would do so. Comparatively, 61% of independents say they would get vaccinated. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
High school sports will resume in one state, despite the COVID-19 outbreak. USA's Kenneth Burns has details.
Florida's High School Athletic Board has voted to begin practices for football and other fall sports later this month, with competition beginning less than 2 weeks thereafter. This is despite advice from medical experts who said games should not resume for at least 6 weeks due to the coronavirus pandemic. The plan could mean that some counties could delay their seasons and forego participation in statewide playoffs. A member of the Florida High School Athletic Association said the plan allows for the most flexibility. Governor Ron DeSantis has been calling for schools to return to normal, including the resumption of sports.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.